You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everybody, it's Ken Davenport. Welcome back to episode number 233 of the Producer's Perspective podcast. That is a lot of me talking. This episode, we're going to talk about something that is rumored to be coming to Broadway, a very traditional element of the Broadway structure may be changing when we return. I'm going to talk about that next.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hey everybody, it's Ken Davenport here. So look, we're going to go way back in time now to the beginning of my blog in 2007. That's right, 14 years ago. If I had a kid then they would be a teenager right now. That's when I started blogging. I feel old. My blog should feel old. Hopefully you don't feel old. 14 years ago, I wrote a blog entitled Eight Shows a What? Which questioned why the eight-show-a-week model that exists on Broadway and in major theaters across the country and tours, why that model even exists. Like, who came up with eight shows a week? I did a lot of research on this, by the way. You know what I came up with? You know what the reason is why it's eight shows? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It had to be subject to the supply and demand at the time. Right? You would think that that's what they would have done. Oh, there's a demand for this many shows, so we'll come up with contracts around that model. Well, it's like 100 years later, right? Supply and demand has changed. There's a lot of different entertainment options today, a lot more than there were back then. But Broadway being Broadway, and based on such traditions, it continues today. It continues today, right?
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, here's some interesting case study data for you. So when I was started producing, I started off-Broadway. And off-Broadway has more flexibility than on. And the first two shows that I produced, three shows that I produced off-Broadway, two of them didn't do eight shows a week. There's a specific contract in the off-Broadway equity model that allows you to do fewer than eight shows a week. So I chose to do that because I didn't think there would be a demand for these types of shows. So I did three. One ran eight shows a week and the other two didn't. And guess what? Here's the case study. The shows that did less than eight shows a week were more commercially successful than the shows that did eight. That's right. There is a blog about this. Google it or email me and we'll send it to you. But again, let me just repeat that. The shows that did less than eight shows a week off Broadway of the three were more commercially successful than the shows that did eight, right? Now, what's the takeaway from this? Well, again, maybe supply and demand has changed. And certainly coming out of the pandemic, supply and demand will have changed again. And the news that broke very recently was that one of the things under discussion between the Broadway League and unions may very well be a prorated return. That for the first time, Broadway shows might be able to do fewer than eight shows a week and, of course, pay less as well, right? Fewer shows per week, which would allow fewer costs. It would allow you to reduce expenses. And since we anticipate that demand may be a little less for some shows when we get back to up and running again, this seems to make a lot of sense. Now, I'm a big supporter of this. One, I've seen it work off Broadway. It only works, however, if everybody does it. It only works if everybody comes together in this industry, from theater owners to general managers, everybody says, look, we've only got four shows of income. Therefore, we have to take a cut here. We have to band together to help get Broadway back up and running again. But I believe that if we come up with a prorated solution, it could mean that more shows could come back and come back faster because they'd be willing to take a risk, right? Because they don't have to fill eight shows a week. They only have to fill four or five or six, which means they don't have to advertise as much. So they're reducing that expense. They shouldn't have to pay as much rent. And here's the big kicker. When you have fewer shows, and this is something that I experienced off Broadway, when you have fewer shows and the same demand, you can bottle those people up into those theaters and fill them up, which creates a much better experience, rather than spreading them out over more shows. If only 2,000 people are going to see a show in 1 week, would you rather have them all in a couple of shows or spread out over eight? I think you know what's going to create the best experience. So, number one, I'm a big believer in this prorating model as we come back. And two, this is something that you should look at as well. If you are out in the world, you're running a theater or any kind of business and looking to come back after the pandemic, maybe don't open 24/7. Roll yourself back a little bit slowly. Keep your expenses at a minimum until you can get up to a maximum of capacity. We'll see you next time on the Producer's Perspective Podcast. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, Do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.